Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
Hello, welcome to the Mac Show. Yes, we're here to discuss the week's Macintosh news. Now, I normally take the piss and say, oh, there's no news this week, but this week, there's going to be a lot of discussion. A lot of discussion, because there's really sod all out there. Yet again, for yet another week, Apple appear to be doing sod all at Cupertino. They've obviously got this buckets and spades out and digging the foundations for the new place, because they haven't been making computers, that's for sure. Joining me.
I just love sod all. What an awesome term.
Sod all. You've got to learn that. It's a good phrase to carry around to the coffee shop with you, mate. Definitely. What do you want with that? Sod all. Joining me to discuss the week of apathy is a great panel. Back to join us after his week away with a fixed smile. That looks like that smile's from... Oh, there it goes. The video jumps forwards. Don McAllister.
Hello.
How's
it going?
I thought we were going to discuss a week in Apple, not a week in apathy, but I suppose, yeah, there's nothing much going on at the moment, is there?
No, it's really bad, mate. How's the flying?
It's been a bit windy. I've done very much. I've been a bit more. Oh, yeah. I took it out and didn't let it warm up properly and ended up crashing it into a couple of fences. But then I realized I had to let it warm up to the.
Warm up?
But the, what are the IMUs or something?
Is yours run by steam or something?
No, it goes through all this funny sequencing and stuff. You got to wait till you get all green lights, otherwise, it goes bananas. So, but anyway, I've realised that now, and I had a couple of test flights, and you're starting to get the hang of it.
You're slowly coming to the realisation you spent £500 on a piece of crap, haven't you?
It's great! And there's a new gimbal coming out for the GoPro 3, which I'm going to get, and it's a good little machine.
Right, okay, he's very happy. He's very happy. next to him, the last minute, a superb replacement, however. You're a great man to have on the bench, Jeff. Jeff Gamet, how you doing, mate?
I'm doing good, and I'm glad I happened to be at my desk with a banana nearby, so I pop in the show at the last minute. I'm glad to help out, and thanks for having me.
No, pleasure, mate. Thank you very much for coming along. Sorry the dock was a bit late. We'll spin out for you, though, and hopefully you can get up to speed. Not that there's anything to get up to speed on.
I'll just fly by the seat of my pants. That's what I usually do.
You'll fit in with the rest of us. And next to him, Kelly joining us as well to discuss absolutely nothing. And you're on mute, girl.
Yeah, I did that.
put the mute. No, this is going to be a thin enough show without you being on mute as well.
Well, yeah, I'm only this far into Giant Coffee today, so I may do that again later. I apologize in advance for the rest of this.
Okay. Next up, welcome return as well, Greeny.
Hello, Jeff.
Mr. Will Green of the British Mac Podcast. You've had a good week, apparently.
Yes, I've become a cult leader.
Really?
Yes, I am.
Are you sure they spelled that right?
Nobody's following me yet, but I was on the dog walk this lunchtime, and I've got... Imagine, we, as in us, humans,
right,
are bubbles, right?
Okay.
We're bubbles, children's bubbles.
I'm with you.
And then when we die, the bubble is popped. But what is inside the bubble is still there. You just can't see it.
Right. I've got to admit, I'm looking more like a bubble every week.
Yep. You see, it's all good. And imagine if somebody suddenly sucked in that air and then got a pot of bubble mixture and then blew another bubble, the same bit inside of the bubble would be in the new bubble. So
okay,
it would be that the inside is the same, but the outside is new.
I'm with you so far.
But who's flying the bubbles if we're all bubbles?
Is this like regeneration?
it's reincarnation.
My new cult, you see, because you can make some good money out of cults.
You've made a bubble cult.
Well, I will be obviously king of this bubble thing. So it's either going to be...
Is this going to end in a mass...
cult of the bubble people...
Is this going to end in a mass suicide in the Wye Valley?
Oh, no, none of that.
Kool-Aid, I'm out.
No, none of that. No, no. I thought, right, either the cult of the bubble people,
yeah,
which would be a good one, or spirit bubble. Eh?
Right. And you've had no takers yet, you say?
Well, I haven't set up the website yet, but that was for my lunch. I was walking around the Abbey, and this is what came to me. So I am now
spirit bubble.
I'm a god of the bubble people.
Right. Okay, mate. That's good.
What do you think?
I hope the pay is good.
Well, they pay him in thin air that goes in the bubble.
It'll come. It'll come when people join in.
Greeny.
It'll be a very relaxed religion, relaxed cult.
Got to say, Will, great to have you on. Thanks, mate.
It's going to be a join me,
I will join you. What's the fee?
Pint of Guinness, I suppose, would be better.
I'm in. For a pint of Guinness, I want to hedge me bets with the bubble crew.
Yeah, you do that.
Cheers, dude. We'll be
there.
And last but by no means least, back from his long drive and ready to go, Carl Madden.
Hello, sir. Thank you very much for having me on again.
And not drinking.
Not yet.
Not yet. No, good man.
After the show.
Oh, no. You should get one before, mate. It runs much smoother.
Honestly.
It runs smoother, alcohol. I've had a couple of whiskies so far, so there we go. We'll do well. These two aren't drinking, but there might be vodka in Kelly's coffee, though. There's rumours about that. But the week in Apple.
That was quick.
What are we going to talk about?
I got some news.
Does Alec Guinness have an app?
Now, someone says you do a Sting impression, actually, Greeny.
Oh, you do a very good Sting impression.
Right, go on, give us your Sting impression.
Nah, well, I think I should do that.
I don't know what Sting's catch. I don't know what. Well, you sing it. You can do an impression of Sting singing.
Okay. You really want me to?
Go on. I want to hear how good this is.
Okay. Don't drink coffee, I take tea, my dear. I like my toast down on one side.
Yeah, your Alec Guinness was much better.
No, that actually wasn't.
There was moments.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
There was moments.
It was passable.
When I get the piano with it, it's really good.
you need one of those high notes, and you're enunciating a little more than Sting enunciates these days. But otherwise, yeah. Not bad.
So just have another drink.
Yeah, drink some more. Good lad. Another swig.
Okay. Right.
I saw him on the Grammys this year.
There's a moon over Bourbon Street tonight. You see?
That's better. That's better. Yeah, you nearly had me there. I closed my eyes.
Yeah.
I closed. Anyway, you got some news for us, Will.
Yeah, they don't do ping anymore. I found out this yesterday. I didn't even know.
Has anyone got the exact date when Ping was taken down? Because it's got to be 6 months.
Last June?
Wow. Oh, there it is. There's the news.
Well, there you go. Actually, that's not bad because that's the most current news we've probably got on Apple at the moment because they've done absolutely sod all for weeks. So
September 30th, by the way, for those playing along at home.
Thank you, Kelly. Well, cheers, Greeny. Have you got any more current news?
No, that's about it. That's about it. I was quite shocked, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
I heard a rumor they've stopped selling the Mac Pro in Europe.
Yeah, that was March.
Hey. Yeah, Kelly, did you check Ping? You could have seen it there.
Oh, that was my issue.
There was a thing. There was a thing. There was a thing. Old news. Old news. Right.
Flashback. Are we all going to bemoan the loss of HyperCard now?
Wait, HyperCard's gone?
Yeah, Jack. Sorry, sweetie.
No more porn. Right, Facebook and Google both think they should feature more heavily in Apple. And Facebook wants a home on iOS, unquote.
Of course they do.
Lord love them for thinking so.
That's like the devil saying, I think we should be referenced more during church services. I mean,
interesting. I don't know what it'd do for my phone.
I mean, Google Chairman Eric Schmidt, according to CNN, spoke today about Google and Apple's interactions related to apps. This is on Mac Rumors. Schmidt declined to say why Apple decided to go with its own mapping system rather than working with Google, as it had in the past. But he said his company is still pushing Apple to use Google Maps as the primary navigation tool on iOS. That's going to happen, yeah. We'd still really like them to use our map, said Schmidt. It would be easy for them to make the app in the store and put it as their basic one.
It does seem to me that, you know, when Steve Jobs had a problem with Google when he thought they stole Android, basically, or the idea anyway, that when Jobs passed away, it would sort of mellow that sort of war of words, so to speak, and maybe they would come back into a fold. And there was, I remember news a while ago about Tim Cook maybe giving an olive branch back to Google, but that doesn't seem to really, much has never seemed to have come of that.
Was that because they actually wanted them to come back, though, or because of the fact that they actually just, it served no purpose to be at war with Google?
Well, no, I still think if you don't, if Google's one of the biggest companies in the world, software and stuff. And if Apple, refuses to work with Google and use some of their software, then I think it's Apple and us users that are losing out in the long run.
Windrider in the chat room says, would they put an olive branch up Google's bum? That may be appropriate. Bookery says, HyperCard is forever, of course. And good luck, Facebook. You've got more chance of getting to the moon than Apple letting that happen.
Absolutely.
Did he pass away or did he float away in a bubble? That's the thing.
You could have Steve Jobs as your patron because no one would be able to argue with you, would they?
No, they wouldn't.
You see, we got the essence of Steve Jobs. When he popped, I was there.
We bottled it. There was a big craze in selling ghosts, wasn't there, for a while? In bottles. Or was it poltergeist or ghosts? No, I think it was ghosts. You sucked the essence of a ghost, put it in a bottle and whacked it on eBay. They were going for hundreds.
I've got one for you, though, Will, because you cannot create or destroy water on the planet Earth. It exists and it recycles. Right. So all the water on the planet must have gone through some famous people. What comes out the tap must have gone through some famous people at some time. Genghis Khan. And it's the world over, mate. You could be drinking Genghis Khan's urine.
Aren't we all related to Genghis Khan?
There's probably a website for that.
Well, there was a guy that did a DNA survey on his holiday. He went to China and he DNA tested, because they got Genghis Khan's DNA, and he DNA tested a population of China, and 8% of the population that he tested had traces of Genghis Khan's DNA in it. That's how good the guy was in bed.
It's not bad, is it?
That's pretty impressive. That's the kind of legacy you want. Stuff, meat and fish.
So we
probably
need
a social coordinator.
There's a social secretary for you. Should we talk about the new app in Iceland while we're talking about how related people are?
Oh, go on. I haven't seen this.
Okay, so there's...
Tell us more, Kelly.
I have tell to wait for more. Jeff to stop giggling because he knows where I'm headed.
This is awesome.
Right, come on then. Tell us, girl.
So
tell us.
There's a smartphone app that lets you... I'm trying to figure out exactly what it does because basically Iceland... mostly all share a common ancestor. It's 9th century Vikings, but it's common ancestry. And so this app has been developed to help people figure out whether or not they're related to somebody before they have relations with somebody.
Right.
I don't know how much more delicately I can put that.
What it does is it helps you make sure you're not having sex with your cousins.
But that's okay. That's legal.
Thank you, Jeff. Legal. It's also legal to marry your first cousin in the United States. But let's talk for a minute about who can't get married. Sorry.
You shouldn't need an app to tell you not to shag your sister. I mean, that's...
No, but this isn't for, that close. But you could
kidding.
Well, related to somebody and not know. And so that's what they're saying.
How much are they charging for this incest app?
I don't know. It says the person who designed it, the quote from the person says, has heard the story of going to a family event and running into a girl you hooked up with a while ago.
We need this for our royal family.
Well, I know. Yeah, actually, that's true.
I had no idea this was a problem in Iceland. Now there's an app to help you fix that.
That's Madden's OBE out the window straight away. No knighthood for him. No,
now, in Alabama, they do have the same app, and it says, are you related? Yes.
It would be far more useful than Iceland. So, no. That would be the sale. Well worth $2.99 to find out that you're not having sex with your sister. Well worth the money.
If you don't know that, you are either on a soap opera or you have way bigger problems.
separated at birthy type stuff.
Yeah.
Should we go back to the Google thing? I know it's not much, but I thought we should finish it. Are Facebook ever going to climb into bed further? Because, I mean, they haven't really pissed Apple off. They haven't got contrary apps and that kind of stuff. They embrace the iOS market, but they're talking about having a home on iOS. So what does home mean in terms of application and desire for Facebook?
No, nah, that's not going to happen, is it? Because, I mean, the home thing they've got currently on the Facebook phones, or the HTC phone, whatever it is very... It sort of takes over the phone, and it sort of becomes the home screen, and it's really well integrated. Apple aren't going to allow Facebook to have that level of integration because it's basically taking over the iPhone, if they were. So we'll see applications that have elements of home in, but we'll certainly not see the level of integration that Facebook would like.
I mean, the images that I've seen of the application on Android, which they have got, which is an opt-in, I mean, it is, you know, the lock screen comes up and there's a Facebook picture with the Facebook time of day, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm not used one myself, but I believe it is highly integrated, and the iOS itself doesn't have that level of hooks that people could hook into to give you that level of integration. And Apple would never allow that to happen. Anyway, I wouldn't have thought.
Chat room says, if Facebook and iPhone come together, would that be the phone book? Nice one. And Saxon says about it being a digital alien face hugger. But I don't get what that means.
Actually, one of the sad things about the Apple or Google, like, war, so to speak, is the fact that we're probably never going to get Google Now. And I think Google Now looks a really attractive feature to have on a phone. Of course, the only way I'm going to get that is to go and get an Android phone.
Yeah.
Well, I have heard Google is working on Google Now for iOS.
Yeah, but that will surely still be an app that you have to go into first.
Oh, yes, it will absolutely just be an app.
See, the fact that you just pull out your screen, look at your screen, and see all the things that you're meant to be doing next, or emails you're meant to send, or whatever like that, I find that incredibly attractive and convenient, and, you know, a worthwhile app. It's just a shame that I don't think, like, we all know Apple will never allow Google to do that, unfortunately.
Chat room's still going off on one on the incest. Bookery says, Alabama wedding party. Are you the parents of the bride or groom? And the answer's yes. And Windrider says, the incest app, surely that's Android only.
So let me say something really quick on the software side, though. We have some pretty system-level integration with Facebook. You can sync your contacts with it, and you can let your Facebook contacts be all the contacts in your phone and all of that right now, before any sort of updates or anything that Android Facebook wants to come up with. You can already do that. There's system-wide access to a Twitter item in the system preferences. So if you want to tweet something from a bunch of different apps, you have the support to do that. I wouldn't be surprised to see Facebook end up with a level of integration like Twitter has, where you fill in your creds and that, like, in a system preference, and then you end up being able to use that other places. Because remember, the thing that we heard about Ping, since we did start there today, was it was going to be hooked up to Facebook somehow, but then somebody bailed on it. Like, that, the talks broke down in one fashion or another.
Yes, that's right.
And so it wasn't what it could have been, because it was supposed to be all Facebooky and it isn't. So, and now it's dead. Sorry, Will. The loss must be still fresh
for you. I
could never
figure out what it was all about anyway, to be honest.
It was about selling more music.
Yeah, pretty much. And then, so I think there's something, I think there may be more that Facebook could get out of Apple, since Twitter has that already. But I don't know how much Facebook I want in my phone, to be honest. I mean, I don't use the system-wide Twitter account as it is, and I don't feel like I'm missing anything.
No. The other thing that they've said as well, and I don't understand this story because I have no clue what chat heads are, because I don't use Facebook much. Facebook bringing chat heads to the iOS app.
What chat heads is, if you use the Facebook app and someone sends you a DM, a private message,
right,
their little round circle of their
head
icon comes up. Yeah, and it's normally, most people put their faces on, but other people put faces of dogs, kids, or God knows what.
Is it like chat roulette?
No, it's literally just a little circle appears of the person's icon on Facebook. So you can push it and you see that chat come up. And then you can, when you finish the chat, you can sort of drag it down into a bin and get rid of it. That's it.
Right. So why is that earth-shattering as far as...
It isn't. Just that on Android, that's system-wide. So when if you install Home on Android anyway, that's system-wide. So these little chat heads will appear every time someone sends you a message. But on iOS, you have to go into the Facebook app first before you see them.
Okay. So there's nothing earth-shattering about that as a news story?
Not really.
I can't believe that. It was about one-fifth of what I was going to talk about today. Never mind. I planned poorly. You chose poorly. What's that film from?
Isn't it Indie?
Yes. Indie 3, there we go.
He chose poorly.
That's the Valley one.
No, that's not Temple of Doom. That's Last
Crusade. Last Crusade, that's right.
Yeah.
Last Crusade, definitely. You've gone quiet, Jeff. I don't know why. I haven't done anything this end.
Lean in.
Is that any better?
No, it's just you leaning into a quiet mic.
I can...
Anonymized Siri voice clips are going to be stored by Apple for up to 2 years. Wired reported that the American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, has raised questions about Apple's privacy policies regarding Siri, citing vague statements indicating that older disassociated voice clips will be kept for a period of time, even if a user deactivated Siri on his or her device.
Okay.
Oh, it's anonymized.
It's anonymized.
That makes me want to say really weird things to Siri.
It's going to have a few times of me saying set timer for 3 minutes.
Mm. Why do you boil eggs a lot then?
No, I do pizza and that's how long it takes to.
The microwave has got a timer on it, dude.
No, but it reminds me to go and do it because I can't hear when the ping goes in this house. So.
Well, ping's been shut down.
Right. No longer have the app that goes bing. Anyway,
get it while it's hot. A lawyer with the LACLU, Nicole Oza, said the only thing that's clear is we really don't know what would be happening to the personal information we've told Siri, even after we've turned Siri off. Surely that's going to be for voice recognition, though. So someone said, and Siri did.
Yeah, it's going to be used for analysis, surely.
And then the person said, what the?
Didn't Google or aren't they still doing the same thing with their voice recognition? Because there used to be like Google 411 and like the Google transcripts. If you have Google Voice and you use the transcription service and you can report back that stuff is wrong. So aren't they going to keep the audio to make sure they line the words up better?
That's what I think. I can't see it being anything other than you hear a person say something and then you see what Siri wrote down, actioned, didn't action.
Right.
And there's an awful lot of stuff in Siri where I say something that I think Siri should be able to do and Siri goes, do you want me to look that up for you? And you're like, no, I said start the Stargazer app. Run the Stargazer app. Open the Stargazer app. And it's just like, nah, sorry, man.
Mm-hmm.
You could do with it like you could instead of John what's his name you could do with it going is you speaking English man or what.
I really want to hurry up and improve Siri a bit more though and take it out here.
It's crap. And if you really want to screw it up, say Siri, like they did on Star Trek. They went computer and then you'd say what you wanted the computer to do. If you say Siri and then give it an instruction, just saying the word Siri sends it into a flap.
Really?
Siri, how far is it to my mother's house?
Well, he's going to know that, is it?
Well, no, because you start, if you say, how far is it to my mother's house? And you've got mother listed in the contacts, it tells you it's 3 miles. But if you say, Siri, how far is it to my mother's house? It goes into a flap. It hasn't got a clue.
Well, that's a poor reflection on you, Ewan.
What, for being polite and trying to attract its attention before I speak to it?
No, you don't know how far it is to your mother's house. Right. How long has it been your mother? Isn't that terrible? Awful. Don't you compete about your mother?
I'm from Alabama. She's been my mother since I was 3.
I've never used Siri up until 2 months ago. I think it's really good. It seems to work okay. Really? I mean,
it's stellar on some things and it's utterly rubbish on others.
Yeah, I know, but the important things, which is really send a text or send an email, it's pretty bloody good to me. You know, that's, I mean, that's about it as far as for me the functionality is concerned. But those two bits, it works well. If you think, I mean, its main point, I suppose, is when you're driving, things that you would normally in the past that I've now obviously never done, when you try to whack out a text when you're driving or something like that, or an email, can be very dangerous. Whereas Siri takes that danger away.
But that's again down to the quality of your microphone, isn't it? If you've got a lot of road noise or a poor microphone, you're knackered again.
Yeah, but no, the microphone that Apple give you is okay. It does the job, doesn't it?
Sometimes.
It never works for me on the road. When I'm on the road, I'm like driving around, it never understands what I'm saying.
Yeah, I do know what you mean, actually. That part, yeah. It works. In my car, it works, but in the van, it doesn't. So, yeah, there is a bit of background noise. But what do you want from the thing? I mean, what do you want? I mean, if it's hearing like that and you're trying to shout over the background noise...
It's true. The only thing it's a problem is because the Apple push it. I'm not sure if they're pushing it quite as hard now, but initially they pushed it as a feature-rich item on the phone. And it just...
Yes.
To anyone that used it, it was kind of a disappointment. Like, they'd see Samuel Jackson and that girl from the new girl, I've forgotten her name. Zoe Deschanel or something. And they said, who? Talking to their phone. I don't know.
And you haven't drunk yet. Sophie Deschanel. Zoe Deschanel, even.
There you go. So you was wrong as well.
I didn't know a name. That's different.
Okay. Anyway, they were sold the promise of this IA that spoke back to them and done all these things for them, and it just wasn't there, unfortunately.
No, that's my point. It's not as good as people say it is anyway.
It's bollocks. It's really good. I mean, when you consider it, you can give it a sentence, and 9 times out of 10, it's bang on. It's got it all.
What have you used it so far then, Will? We've ascertained that Carl uses it for timing pizza in a microwave that's already got a timer on it. And your main use is?
I like to ask it what the weather is, because my little boy enjoys doing that. What's the weather today, Siri? But no, it's mainly for sending a text message or an email when I'm driving.
Right.
So you can do it hands-free, isn't it? That's right.
So
not driving, hands-free.
Don, Jeff and Kelly, what do you guys use it for?
You know, I hardly use it. I might use it for a timer. I might use it for a dictation. I've used it once in my car, sort of replying to an email that needed to be answered. So I was able to use Siri to do that. But, I mean, I just checked. It's still a beta product, you know. They've still got it as beta on the website.
That's because that's the only way they can get away with it being crap. Oh, Don's not happy now because I'm slagging Apple off.
No, I'm not going to defend because it's a great idea, but it's you know, they haven't fully executed on it yet. It's still, it needs a bit more refinement.
Chat room saying Siri Deschanel is the correct.
No.
What are you laughing at, Kelly?
I want Will Green as a Siri voice. Then he can say, you might want to turn right here or not. Just relax.
You should ask him if you can do a voice for him, Will. That'll take you up on that.
I want to know how much of the issue you guys are having with Siri has to do with where you are. Because the only thing that I've asked Siri that she didn't immediately know was who lives in a pineapple under the sea.
Really?
Because I am a silly person. She had to
doesn't
go look it
know.
Up. She looked it up and had to and said, I have this web result for you for who lives in a pineapple under the sea.
Who
I can't believe she doesn't know
under
that.
The sea?
Siri, considering all the things she does know.
Okay, in Seattle to
see, we get the guy.
It's pretty far from you.
I've just got the answer. Who lives in a pineapple under the sea? It said, okay, here's Seattle Tacoma International Airport. colon. It's pretty far from you.
Well, to be fair, she's right.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
Let me check on that. Would you like me to search the web for who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
Say?
Under the sea. That's my Brummy accent.
Your Siri's kind of butch.
Yeah.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
And yet not Stephen Fry. I call shenanigans.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
Right.
Let me
We're all
check
sitting
that.
Here talking to Siri.
I found this.
Oh, it's found a thing that says SpongeBob SquarePants as a result.
Oh, yeah. She totally found it for me. SpongeBob SquarePants was born on July 14th, 1986. Yeah. Species, yeah. Sponges, gender, male. Oh. Family relations. It has his mother, father, grandma, and grandpa.
Are those all the people that SpongeBob's had relations with? Is he a piece of wet Alabama?
No, he has the app.
He lives at 124 Conch Street, Siri, Bikini Bottom, US Pacific Siri. Ocean.
See, that's our Siri voice. He's a bloke called John Briggs.
Yeah, your Siri voice should be Stephen Fry. I can't believe it's not.
They never asked him. And John Briggs did the voice for that stuff like 3 years before for a different firm that Apple bought it off. So
for me, here's the thing is that, first of all, I live in a populated area and I live in the US. And so a lot of the times when people are having trouble, I don't always experience it. But particularly Siri makes me very happy because a lot of voice recognition software, even though for a woman I have a lower voice, has no idea what I'm saying. And Siri is the first time in my lifetime that I am able to speak to something that is supposed to be able to detect my voice and understand what I'm telling it and have it understand what I'm telling it.
Mm. I mean, chat room's going off on one saying that Batwing says, see, you got the Seattle thing as well. It doesn't do UK accents. And there's another comment there from Saxon who says that Scottish just goes ballistic with it. It's absolutely useless with it. So.
Yeah, I have a friend in Scotland who said that he basically doesn't ever use it because it has no idea what he's telling it. And so he will only do it for fun to see what she's going to think he said.
So never mind just keeping my data anonymized. I'll come down to the factory for you and I'll actually sit and read some phrases and then you can use those.
Yeah,
that would be far better.
That's part of why it was US only when the 4S was first released was because... at least the story that was out, I don't know how official the source was, but the story that came out was it's having a hard enough time with all of the accents in the US. And as soon as Siri is able to understand people in other countries, we'll start rolling stuff out to other countries. But considering that there aren't that many accents in the US compared to like any place else anywhere, I have no idea why it's not better. If they're going to roll it out for you guys, like everybody should be able to use it, I think.
The thing that we had here, everyone remembers Eevee, because Eevee came along a few months after Siri, and actually it was crap. It was awful to start with, but it got an awful lot better, an awful lot quicker, and they started to do a decent job in some areas. Well, Eevee allegedly has now been sold to Amazon for $26 million. TechCrunch is reporting that Amazon's required Eevee, a natural language speech search platform that is similar to Apple's Siri, for $26 million. The Eevee app was originally posted on the App Store, but Apple had threatened to remove it because of similarities to Siri, but later said it would work with the company to reduce the similarities. Eevee remains available on the App Store as it currently stands, but now it's owned by Amazon. So is Amazon just going to stake this and stick it into its own platforms, or is Amazon going to utilize this, develop it, sell it on maybe? And relax.
If they're going to use it on...
It's going in Kindle.
You think it's just going to go in Kindle platforms?
It's a Kindle Fire thing so that you can tell your tablet to play a movie.
Yeah. Are we going to see an Amazon phone?
I really doubt it.
Really? Because it doesn't sell content.
Well, yeah. If you want to... That's the thing about the Fire. The whole reason... that the Fire exists is because Amazon wants to sell you content. If you're entrenched in Amazon's ecosystem, then this gives you a portable window to all of that instead of having to just be limited to your computer or whatever. So that's part of the issue, I think. And I think that putting that stuff on a phone, like I don't watch movies on my phone. And I... never will. Like, I barely even will read on it because I have a Kindle Paperwhite. I don't have a Kindle Fire. And I read on my Kindle and I read on my iPad. I don't generally read on my phone. So I don't know why it would be compelling for Amazon to make a phone. Now, for Amazon to make a thing that makes it somehow so that they can do an end run around Apple's requirements so that maybe I can tell my phone to buy something off Amazon, I could see that.
Well, that's the point in the chat room. iBookery says, is this Amazon voice shopping coming to fruition? Good point.
That would be, yeah.
Buy.
I could
sell,
see
sell,
that.
Sell. Buy, buy, buy. Sell, sell, sell. That would work. That would be really cool, really cool. Batwitch in the chat room says the South Welsh can't understand the North Welsh. Mind you, most of Wales now sounds like it's Scouse anyway. Oh, man, I love the weeks when there's no frigging news. iPhone
Nothing understands Will's impressions. And that's in the chat room from Hypercard.
That's Pete. Pete's changed his name to Hypercard.
That's just awesome.
Well done, Pete. Top notch, mate. Top notch. The thing that's nice about Pete in the chat room is it's 4 a.m. where he is at the minute. It's the middle of the night.
Oh, my goodness.
But there's no Amazon in Oz.
Really?
Yeah, there's no Amazon in Oz. I can't believe that.
I had no idea.
How could that be?
Well, that's a Welsh lady saying that there's no Amazon in Oz, so Hypercard will correct, I'm sure. iPhone 5S may come equipped with a 12-megapixel camera and improved night shooting and HDR, allegedly, according to a story on Mac Rumors. S has always been
the iPhone already has HDR.
Well, it doesn't. No, it's got a frig for HDR. It's not really truly HDR. It's got an HDR setting, but it's not true HDR.
Okay, so they should clarify and say true HDR.
Yeah, well, they haven't released it, so they can't clarify anything really, can they? Because there's been nothing since December. The S versions have always been kind of the cool things for cameras, hasn't it? You got the upgrade in the number of pixels, and then immediately afterwards at WWDC, you got the reduction in latency on the shooting and that kind of stuff. So if it's more pixels with improved quality, then I think 12 megapixels is a great idea. But
does that camera exist for any mobile phone? I don't know if anything does actually ship with a 12 megapixel camera.
Oh, no, the Galaxy S4 slips with 13, and the, right. What's the Z one? Something Z, Xperia Z or Xperia Z, the Sony?
Oh, okay.
And isn't there a Nokia that has like a 20 megapixel camera?
Well, there's allegedly the Nokia's got a 41.
And 41, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, but that's not, it's not a true 41, it's overlaid.
Oh, well, then it doesn't count.
No, it's a separated light capture system that then joins them together and gives you a 16 megapixel output or something like that. But it's 41 megapixels, but it's across three separations.
Yeah, that's not 41 megapixels.
No.
That's weird. Okay.
Well,
I know the last time we had rumors about, when we had rumors about the iPhone 5 camera, I don't remember what it was, but the biggest rumor that went around was about maybe it was a 12 megapixel camera, but it didn't exist. Like, it wasn't like it shipped in something else, and so now Apple's going to put one in their phone. It was just something that didn't actually exist. So I didn't realize that the S4 shot had a 12 megapixel camera in it.
13.
What I would really like, or 13. What I would really like is more coffee, apparently. I would like better controls for the camera that I have. That would be it.
Yeah, I think Apple's in a rock and a hard place with that, though, because, I mean, there's an awful lot of applications. We talked about DNG application, which isn't what it thought, but, I mean, the 645 app is absolutely brilliant for that. And what's the one that the lady off Twit did? They stole the trigger
Camera
for the
Plus.
Camera Plus, thank you.
Camera Plus, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, those do better jobs than they already do anyway. I haven't shot a picture with the camera app, the inbuilt camera app, for I can't remember how long. I always open 645 now to shoot.
The thing is, do we really want more pixels, though? You know, bigger megapixels. I'd much rather go with the quality, because, you know, the camera's great, but I find in low light it's pretty poor. I mean, if you've got bright sunlight or you're outside, it's great, but I'm sure there's a lot they could do to improve what they've got already without going up a couple of extra megapixels.
Yeah, we've always said on the photo show, you know, people have written in about megapixel questions. It's never about the number of megapixels. I've got a Canon 300D here that I've had for 10 years, and that's got 6 megapixels, and it shoots a better quality image than the 450D that I've got shoots at 12 megapixels. Can I blow it up as far? Yes, I can, because the quality of the capture source is far greater. It's got a full-size sensor that's at 35mm, and the pixels are, or the image capture is far better, because the pixels that are gathering it are singularly bigger. So if they've got a better technology for gathering the light, then fair enough. If they've got a slightly bigger sensor, I had my iPhone 4S apart last year because Ellis smashed the front screen. So you have to take everything to pieces to get to the front screen. And I looked at the camera unit, and it's a really small sensor. There is room to get something a little bit bigger if they've got something a little bit bigger. And the Galaxy S3, I think that was shooting 8 megapixels as well last year, and I saw a couple of images from that, and it looked very good, 8 megapixels. So Nokia PureView has 808 has 41 megapixels, and that's the one that doesn't have 48. It's got multiples of. It's not a pure 48. And Chris Forsman claimed, he wrote an article exactly saying you don't need more than 12. So they're bringing it up to the optimum, allegedly. But it has to be with quality. Exactly right, though, Don. It's about the size, but it's also about the quality of capture.
I want a really clear picture so I can put it in Instagram and make it look rubbish.
No, exactly.
There's as one does. As one
you does. Know.
The because my 4MP Olympus 750UZ takes great pictures. Good. Amazon says they can't deliver physical things in Australia. They do media, but they don't do physical hardware, says HyperCard. So there you go. That's the clarity of it. There is no Amazon hardware store in Australia.
Gotcha.
Have we seen Funny or Die?
I saw the first 5 minutes.
And?
I saw a bit, yeah.
I sat through 1 hour and 20 minutes of it.
Right, you're the only person who's got a full review then, Carl. Away you go, mate. You're expected to carry us through to the end of the show with this.
Well, it's going to be a very, very fast review. It wasn't that good, unfortunately. There's first of all, if you don't know the Steve Jobs story, most of it's not going to make any sense to you. Right. The guy who plays Wozniak, who's the big guy from Lost, whose name completely eludes me for now.
Yeah.
But it's quite funny because he's seen as the put-upon person. They forget he's in a room and tell him to go away. And he's always in the background being ignored. But generally, for an hour, 20 minutes, it's not that funny, unfortunately. Mm. If you have an hour, 20 minutes of your life that you wish to waste, then by all means, go and see it. But if you haven't...
You get the impression that it's trying to be like the Scream movies or the Naked Gun type movies, or the Scary Movie type movies, that kind of thing. But when I watched the trailer, it really wasn't.
Yeah, I mean that first 5 minutes, there was nothing funny in it. I don't think at all.
No. There's nothing side-splittingly funny. It's just sort of like, okay, that sort of funny.
Yeah.
Like the intros to my show, sort of funny.
That's not true. Kelly, Jeff, not impressed?
I've only seen bits, so I don't have a good review.
Had it been good, you would have stuck with it, and well, I would have. But I just got bored after 5 minutes.
I saw.
Come back to it though.
Yeah, I saw up through where young Steve Jobs meets with like a shaman or something at
the
beginning.
That's where I saw up to.
and I could see some potential in the exchange between Steve and that guy, because the guy's asking Steve a metaphysical question and Steve's answering with like literal locations of where he's been, and the guy's all yeah. And trying to get Steve to tell him what he really wants to hear. And that interchange, I was like, okay, I can see where the potential is and I can see the humor that's in there, but they didn't give it to me in a way that made me laugh. And then I thought, okay, I'm done.
Yeah. I watched the trailer and that's good enough for me to not even bother to try and get the thing and watch it. So I'm afraid. Last story, half of Chinese users want to own a Galaxy S4, not an iPhone. It seems like it's turning pear-shaped.
How on earth can someone do a survey of half of China?
No, half of Chinese customers, doesn't it? 5,000 people.
Oh, well, that's not.
That's a good 5,000 is a good poll, mate.
No, but if it's like
not in China,
5,000.
Yeah, not in China.
Nothing.
That's like asking the people on your street what they want, and then extrapolating that out for all of the United Kingdom.
There's no racial stereotyping on this show. 5,000 people, that's one street in China.
Well, there's a billion people in China. It's just a question of scale.
Yeah, but there's a lot of streets.
And also, these surveys, you got it's how they ask the question as well.
And who asked the question, and what's the, you know...
If given another option,
the gun in their hand,
rather than an S4, would you want to... No, I mean, I've got to say, I'm only going on my own anecdotal evidence here, but there's a lot of people talking about the S4. I go down to my rugby club, and people are talking about the S4. These aren't people that are tech-savvy. You know, the iPhone was talked about, but no one's talking about iPhone 5S. No one's talking about recent upgrades coming up. They're all talking about S4.
But that shouldn't be a surprise, because the S4 was in the news. It's a good phone, as far as I know.
Yeah.
And it's out. They're advertising it everywhere. So, of course, people will be talking about it.
But that's the point. Apple is missing out because no one's looking at the upgrade cycle. No one's looking at media reports. They're utter absence now for 4.5 months. From the press, as far as new products
are concerned. Incoming call from Will Green.
I think it's killing them.
It is. I mean, the fact that their stock price is dropping like a stone as well at the moment, because if they're not making noise, they're not feeding the you know, the press mills. They're going to fall off the radar, like you say. I don't know. I know Donna said in the past when they released all that stuff at the end of last year, it felt like they were clearing the decks, but they've not stuck anything new on the damn deck.
Nothing. No, absolutely.
Okay, so Apple's not going to fall off the radar because everyone's talking about how they don't have any products out. The real problem is that Apple
doesn't
have...
Which means people are still talking about them.
Yeah, good point.
So people are talking about them. The real problem is that Apple no longer controls its news cycle. And until they can take control of that again, people will continue to talk about Apple like they are.
But surely in a modern market...
New products would help.
In a modern market and a global economy, Jeff, that's just nothing more than petulance.
Welcome to the modern market.
No, it's really... So the solution to your problems, Apple, is to be petulant about when you give news out.
I don't think it's petulance, is it? I mean, we don't know what the reasons behind this is. I mean, it might be... the thing with Apple... Nothing happens by accident. Nothing happens by chance. I think everything is carefully planned. And this sort of lack of news, I mean, if you remember back to last year when they said they're going to double down on security, and we all laughed at the time because there were rumors flying left, right, and center at the time. And here we are 6 months later, and there's not a peep coming out of Apple. So I think they have doubled down on security. But the fact that they're not releasing information is really weird. I just can't quite get a handle on it. But it seems as though... and I sort of felt it myself. You sort of accept the fact now, right? Nothing's going to come out now until June. So, you know, we'll just wait and see what happens. And in some respect, I know it sounds a bit weird, but it sort of feels as a bit like they're trying to re-educate people into not expect something every couple of months. It does feel like, you know, it's a deliberate ploy. I mean, they could have reacted to lots of the news stories that have been out. They could have reacted to problems with the share price, etc. I mean, they've got their... It's going to be really interesting in a couple of days when they do the quarterly report. Although they never announce new products, but whenever they do their earnings statement, there's normally a product announcement either just before or just after. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how they've done. Yeah. I mean, they're obviously working. They've got a pipeline full of stuff. It's just when it will be released and how they're going to, what strategy they're going to do to release the stuff and, you know, where they're going to position it, when they're going to release it, how they're going to release it. You know,
suggestions in the chat room of waiting for the S4 release and then announcing, perhaps.
Also, it's only like us lot really that get fed up with them not bringing out any news, because you know the average user of a phone doesn't care. When the iPhone 5S or the 6, whatever they decide to call it, comes out, then they'll get to hear about it and get excited and, you know, see the news coverage, and then they'll just get on with their lives again.
Yeah, I mean, there's a point from Paul in the chat room. He's saying, we're working on Product X, and then all the competitors go out and buy everything in the supply chain that could be used in Product X. But but the supply chain, I reckon, is probably 18 months in advance in terms of what they're purchasing for use. So I don't see that as being realistic. But I think they're missing out on... They're losing out on the markets, as Carl said, and I think they're losing out on supply and demand a little bit. Having said that, though, having gone into the Regent Street Apple store a couple of weeks ago, it was bonzo.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can't really say they're losing out because we don't know what the last quarter sales have been like. I mean, it might have been gangbusters. It might be down. It might be, you know.
I think everyone's down, though.
We just, well, exactly, yeah, yeah. Yeah. But again, there was the rumor, well, not the rumor, but the report that, PC sales are really down, but Apple are still managing to beat the trend. But, you know, we won't know for definite until the 23rd.
I mean, the other thing is changing the thought process is Apple all about selling the hardware? And I'm not so sure that it is as much as I used to think that. I think it's a lot more about selling iTunes. It's about streaming out content. It's about getting content into people's hands. And the hardware market is just happens to be a very fortunate and profitable market for getting content into people's hands. The focus is iTunes. The focus is peddling content because that's where the sustainable market is and there isn't a race. We don't have to release new software or new hardware if the old hardware gets you to your iTunes stuff a lot easier.
See, I don't know if that's Apple's strategy here, because I think Apple still sees themselves as a hardware company, whereas everyone else is looking at them as a service company that sells hardware to go along with that service.
Hmm.
So if Apple is still looking at themselves as, no, we sell all this hardware, things like iTunes and the App Store are there to drive hardware sales, they will have a very different tactic towards company growth than if they've decided they're going to be a service company now.
Yeah, okay.
I'm having a pizza tonight.
Good, mate. There was a question in the chat room from Batwinch. She wants to know if you've attempted to draft Johnny into the bubble people.
I think you would. Well, if I'm a god, he can sit alongside me if he likes.
But he ranks higher than you, surely.
What? Yeah, but if I'm the founder of the bubble people, then he can't, can he? Or can he?
He can touch your hem.
But you know damn well, mate, the minute that Johnny says bend over, Will, you'll do it.
I don't know. I'd have to have a look at the old chap before I agree to anything like that.
You want to look at his old chap?
Old chap.
No, don't judge.
I wanted to give... the reason I brought up the pizza, it did have some relevance.
Please. Was it 3 minutes long?
It's the three-minute timer.
No, not at all.
Right. Come on then, Will. What's...
So there is a pizza... or whatever... But chain, that's what I'm looking for, called Papa John's.
Right.
American. And there are some American people on this podcast. Hello.
Hey.
Right.
Hey. Yeah, I was waiting for a bit of audience feedback then.
Thank you, Will. We're waiting for this to move somewhere. Go on.
Anyway, all I'm saying is when you have a Papa John's, the tomato base is a little bit spicy, isn't it? It's rather nice. Very different to Domino's and stuff like that. So when you create your pizza base sauce, if you get a tablespoon of ground chilies and then crush them up to really, really fine and mix them in, just one tablespoon, you can create that Papa John's experience.
Right. Thanks, mate.
That's all right. I thought I'd add something to it.
Is there an app for
and
that?
And then I put that on my phone. I don't understand.
Yes, I know. Your phone tastes better, Kelly.
Oh, okay. Sorry. So I have to put my phone in the microwave for 3 minutes with Papa John's sauce on it, according to Will's recipe?
Yes, and then you post what you did to Ping.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right. What song I was listening to while I waited for my phone to finish in the microwave.
So right. What's the most popular pizza in America, then?
Probably Domino's.
Is it?
I can't have pizza, so I'll go with Kelly, Domino's. I have no idea.
And it's not necessarily because of quality. It's probably because of price. It's cheap.
What's the best? What's the most bought flavor? Pepperoni?
Probably. Margarita. Pepperoni or what we call Hawaiian, which is ham and pineapple.
Ugh.
Mm. Margarita is the most bought pizza in the United Kingdom.
Is it from Domino's? Cheese and tomato. Or,
and basil.
Bleh.
Right?
Yeah.
Basil?
Well, that's the original. It's like the original pizza flavor, so.
This podcast and all the others is brought to you by UK2.net. They're fab. They're brilliant.
Yes, they are.
They bloody are. And the thing is, Kelly's saying that because she knows she can buy UK2 service even though she's in Portland, in Oregon. Isn't that right?
That's true.
She's got a PayPal account. So all she has to do is pay via PayPal. She gets great exchange rates from PayPal. And she can buy a service from UK too. And she can get all the discounts that everyone else gets in the British Tech Network as well, because if she goes back to the sponsors page and puts the codes in, shebang, there you go. The basket clears itself of some of the money that you owe. UK2 are great to us. They pick up all the bandwidth. They never charge us a penny for anything. They've looked after us for 3 years. They're going to look after us for another two, guaranteed. And you guys are buying loads of service off them. So Craig regularly sends me an email saying they've been getting great traffic and great sales. Thank you very much to everyone for purchasing from them and supporting them. They are committed to us because you guys are committed to them. So please keep your support going for UK2, because we make no money from them. They just save us £500 a month in bandwidth charges. We consume an awful lot, so without them we'd be lost. So please do carry on with that. That's brilliant of you. Cheers. The other thing is, yes, the bash. I got an email from a guy called Matt this week, and he said he was coming over from Dubai for the event. And he said, I've noticed that there's a hard sell on tickets. We've had the comment about the Glastonbury thing. We're not Glastonbury. The £20 is to share the cost amongst all of us, simple as that, so that no one's out of pocket. It's not an entry fee. Everything that you get when you get through the door is free of charge. The hard sell in April on an event in July is not because I'm trying to get the money in so I can put it on the stock market and make a fortune. It's because I've got to confirm the venue. I've booked a venue that's big enough for 200 to 300 people. It's costing me £400 just to hire the venue. And if I've only got 50 tickets sold, I'm going to cancel the venue. And that means then that we're having it back in my house. And at the point that I have to cancel the venue, it means there will be no more tickets sold. So if you're planning on coming, you need to get your ticket now. Not so you can give me the money ahead of the time, but so that I can guarantee that people are coming enough to outlay the £400 for the venue. I would gladly produce receipts for everyone on the day if you really want. I ain't trying to make a mint out of this. If we're going to have a party, I need to know how many people are coming to book a caterer and to guarantee the venue and to buy the beer. So please, 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 if you want to come, don't delay. Get the ticket and buy it, because at the end of May, the third week in May, I have got to confirm the venue and I've got to part with £400. If I don't, that's it. That will be the end of the ticket sales at the end of May. So you're all done and dusted. There will be no more. And the party will be a simple party held here, and there will be a curry just the same night. The six is the bash, £20 per person, under 12s come and eat free of charge. There will be beer, there will be food provided for absolutely everyone. If you've got any real specific dietary requirements like gluten or vegetarianism or something like that, then you're going to have to bring a bit of stuff, and we'll there's a kitchen there so we can cook stuff up, so don't worry about that. Or let me know and I'll buy a couple of things to keep in, but the general thing will be fairly carnivore. There is also a curry the night before on the 5th, the Friday at 9 p.m. That's a £10 deposit, but the £10 comes off your curry bill at the end of the night, and they'll do it by table. So buy yourself a bash ticket at £20 and a curry ticket at £10 if you want to come. There are hotels in the B46 and B36 areas of Birmingham that will give you a £5 taxi ride, no more, to the venue that we're at. So it's cheap for everybody, I hope. The idea is that at the end we have a fabulous day and no one loses any money, because I'd hate that. I hate losing money. I'm not trying to make money either, though, so please don't think I am. If you want a ticket, get the ticket now. Otherwise, the venue will be cancelled and there will be no more tickets sold at that point. Only for the curry. Cheers.
And the bashes are fantastically fun.
They are. We had a great time last year. It was really, really good. And we got pissed on from a great height. It was like being in the trenches in World War One at one point. Don was stood there holding up a piece of the canopy so that it didn't drip on him or drip on the mics. We were running microphones to try and keep him off the floor. Russ was running the deck, trying not to get electrocuted. It was great fun. We had a really, really good time. And then the sun came out at the end of the day and made it all worthwhile. And we carried on till late into the night. But the place we're going to, we've got to finish at 10 o'clock. It starts at 10 in the morning, finishes at 10 p.m. There's going to be loads of things there to do, loads of fun to be had. We're going to do loads of shows there. There's going to be a fantastic quiz with Chiz from The Gamer Show, who absolutely panned everyone in the Christmas quiz. He's going to take on the entire congregation and see if they can beat him for a thing, and they've already booked their tickets, so they're definitely coming. The quiz will go ahead, there's no question of that. So get your tickets in, it'll be loads and loads of fun. and there'll be fun stuff there. There is a guy who came last year who bought a Segway that he'd made himself with an Arduino processor that he programmed himself, which was stunning. And he's got an Arduino-powered unicycle, motorized unicycle, that he had at the gadget show, and he's bringing that as well, I think. So that'd be brilliant. Please, 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 get your tickets. Come along. It will be fun. Right, cool things. Donny boy, do you want to start us off, mate?
Okay, okay. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll give you this cool thing, and then I'm going to have to dash, I'm afraid, so I need to just duck out. But my thingy is it's a free app. It's available for the iPhone and for the iPad, and it just passes the time away, actually. It's really funny. It's a GIF finder, G-I-F. Basically, it searches Tumblr. You type in a search term, it searches Tumblr and brings you back a matrix of all different GIF files. And there's animated files of funny goings-on and fails and stuff. So you just type in, you know, WTF, and it'll come back with like 50 GIFs all to do with WTF or funny or fall or whatever. Hilarity will be had by all, but it's well worth checking out. It's called GIF Finder, and it's free.
Excellent. Awesome. Thank you very much, mate. No problem. You for joining us. And I know you've got to disappear. You did say before we start.
I did. So I'll catch you next week.
Okay, mate. Take care. All right. Cheers, mate. Bye. Thanks. Bye-bye.
See you, Don.
Bye, Don.
Great pick. Jeff, we've kind of, again, pounced on you at the last second here. Do you have a pick for us?
Of course I do, because I'm that good. So my pick is only going to set you back a dollar.
We like that already.
Yeah, it's called KitCam, and it's a camera app for the iPhone, and it lets you set exposure and focus and white point, and you can simulate different types of film, and it can do burst shots and record video. So it's like an all-in-one camera app, like so many of the others that are out there. What I really like that this one has an interface that is easy for me to figure out. That's a big plus. Mm-hmm. And you can save your images as JPEG or TIFF.
Excellent.
Oh.
Yeah, it's regularly $2, but it's on sale right now for 99 cents.
KitCam for iPhone, and it's a dollar. We like that. We like cheap stuff, because I always end up out of pocket at the end of the shows because I've bought everything that everyone's recommended. Though I did draw the line at Sonos speakers last night with Dr. Richard on the big show.
Yeah, that would have set you back a little bit.
Just a little.
A smidge.
And then I found out I had to buy a bridge on top of that to get it to work with me Wi-Fi. So, Kelly, what do you have for us, Mrs.?
I have two picks. I'm going to give you the big one first and then the bonus one, because the bonus one is sort of time limited. So I have an app called Gratitude Journal. And what it is a little app like this. I don't know how well it's going to show up in the camera. But you go in each day and you say what you are grateful for each day. And you just type a little bit and hit return, and then it's a numbered list. So, like, I put one in for, let me go back and do today. So, I just threw this in real quick, like, and you can kind of tell, I don't know how well you can tell, that it's got a numbered list in there. And then you can choose on it, like, how good a day you had. You can rate your days with stars. There's little stars up at the top. And you can do it for each day. And then it's just a nice way, given the amount of negativity in the world. This is something that I like to do each day because it makes me feel like, yeah, there are still some good things, you know, going on. And it's nice to be able to track that and then be able to go back through and see, you know, if you have a streak or whatever, there's a calendar. And then when you hit done, and I don't know if it's going to show it, but when you add an entry and then you hit done, it flips over and it gives you a saying from I think it's Buddhist something, but it's all sort of about like making you feel the positivity in your life and be grateful for the small things that you have. And I will admit that there have been days when I've had really miserable days and I've been grateful for, like, I have a house, you know, I have food to eat. And like sometimes it's really that low of a level of grateful and not like I did an awesome thing at work or I put a dent in the universe or anything like mega. But it's nice to sometimes focus on the positive because it's really easy.
No, I get that.
like I said, in today's environment, to focus on the negative instead. So that's my super pick. And then my bonus pick is a little app called Type 2 Phone, which lets you use the keyboard on your Mac to hook to your iOS device. And it is free through Sunday.
Right.
And that's why it's a bonus pick, because it's only free for a short amount of time.
Right. Go get it while it's hot. I won't publish this till Monday now, just to piss everyone off. That's at Huda.com. I like the positivity app, Bill. Good on you. I'm not a negative person, I've got to say. I always think that the world's full of 90% of good people, and I won't think ill of everyone else as a result. Spot on. Greenie, stop slagging off my curry ass in the chat room, you bastard.
Well, I haven't tasted it yet, but it, you know it's coming. You know it's coming, Rankin. I'll have to go there because
you'll say it's crap regardless. It's not. Trust me. There's a few people have been now, and one of them is Carl. You ask Carl.
Yeah, it's Carl. Pretty good. It's pretty good.
Is it better than AppTab?
Or worse?
I don't know. See, it's hard for me to choose because last time we went to Will's one, we had our meal paid for.
Oh, no, you can't do that. It's the quality of the food. Food price is irrelevant.
No, it's good. It's good. It's definitely in my top 10. So it's probably in top 5 as well.
Which one? Which one? Ewan's?
Both of them.
Oh, you pussy, Carl.
Yeah, I know. I'm
you wimp out.
Yeah, I reckon I'm slightly ahead of you.
Right, right, enough with that. I'm with the kick, mate. What have you got?
I have got... I used to do, and occasionally still do, pub quizzes. Well, I don't do pub quizzes so much. Well, I do, yeah. Oh, I do pub quizzes. I don't.
Make your mind up, mate. Go on.
And a maniacal devotion to the Pope. I'll go out and start again.
No, but.
but I occasionally do a quiz, not in a pub, for the Scouts as well. So, if you... I've got a Mac, and your quiz is on your Mac, right? And you want your microphone to go through your Mac and out your Mac via some audio interface or some other contraption to a PA or something like that.
Right.
You need a way of getting the audio to, you know, go through. And by default, there isn't a way. There's no way in the Mac, unless you imagine open GarageBand or something like that, and that will do it for you. But that is a bit of a pain in the ass. So if you go to Rogue Amoeba, there is a particular app called Line In, absolutely free of charge, great little app, which will basically allow you to get your USB microphone or whatever it is.
Will.
Yeah.
Do you remember you picked this the last time you were on?
Did I?
Yeah. You picked Line In the last time you were on the show.
That's how much I like it.
No, you picked this not 2 weeks back, dude. In fact, actually, it's not even a full 2 weeks because we were late last one.
Is that true?
Yeah, no, you picked it 2 weeks ago, the last time you were on.
Well, that's how good it is. Anyway,
so good you picked it twice.
Well, to be honest, I was searching for stuff, and I thought, well, that's great. And
I know.
Would you want to?
No one will notice. I picked some I've picked before.
I'd have to do a bit more research, wouldn't I?
You're a dude. Thanks, mate. I can't believe you spent so long building up something that you'd already picked anyway.
Yeah, well, that's easy.
That's it.
The old McAllister-y swans in, swans out, comes out with some load of rubbish. And doesn't build it up. At least I build it up. I mean, that's Kelly's thing. She gone on about it for a bit, but she had no build up. She had no, you know, there was no suspense. There was no.
Hang on a minute, because Matt's in the chat room, and he says that you talked about lining on your own frigging podcast last time as well.
That's how much I like it.
Maybe it's the only thing he knows.
I'm thinking now whether I heard it on your podcast and not my own. I might have to go back and check.
What do you say?
I'm not saying sorry yet. I need to find out first. I'll send you a text.
No. Begins with an S.
Shit. What have you got for us, Carl?
I've got an app which I can't believe I'm going to suggest. It's actually a Yahoo app.
A Yahoo app?
Yes, and it's their weather one. So
all right.
You can see that. So it's pretty basic. It's free as well. So, you know, it's a nice price. And all it is a very clean-looking weather app, and it's got all the details. You put in your town, or it works out where you are, and it gives you the forecast there. I don't know if it's coming up properly.
Yeah, yeah.
And then also the details of the day, a map of where you are, just in case you don't know, chances of precipitation and wind and pressure, and also where the sun is in the sky and what the moon's going to be doing.
I like the sunrise, sunset, and the little zenithy archy thing that's on it. That looks cool. That's the one.
Yeah, I mean, it's for the iPhone, but I've obviously put it on my Mini, so just so I can show you.
No.
And it's totally free in the App Store, and it's a very nice-looking weather app.
It is. No, I was going to poo-poo that when you first mentioned it. I was like, oh, Jesus, that's what you need, another app. But it's actually fairly nice. I like the sun and moon thing, because the moon's a terrible one.
Yeah, and you can also put in different towns and places around the planet as well, and I think it does a different photograph for every single one based on where you are as well. So it looks very nice, I've got to say.
Brilliant. I like that. Good pick. I should be buying it because it's free.
Absolutely.
Cheers. Thank you very much. My pick is a cool thing. I've had it for a long time, and I've used it regularly, but I never actually have picked it on the Mac show. And my cool thing is Teleport for Mac. Now, Teleport is from Abyssoft, and it's a free application. If you want to donate, you can. I chucked $20 to the guy that developed it because it really saves my life. Effectively, what it lets you do is share two Macs across two screens. And I used to use it an awful lot with when we had actual physical screens running the lines for the shows. So you would end up someone's gone. So you'd have like three screens all together, and you'd want to share one mouse and keyboard between the three screens. And what Teleport does is it lets you physically orientate roughly where those screens are. So on the screen 14 and 15, it lists the name of your Mac, and it shows it on the screen, and you just physically can drag the screen shape around until it's roughly where it is in orientation to the other screen. And when you move your mouse across, it swipes from one screen to the other and tells you that it's on the opposite screen, and then comes back to the main screen. And I use it for the shows relentlessly. I've got got a 30-inch monitor here in front of me that runs Wirecast and that kind of stuff off the Mac Pro. And then next to it, I've got my laptop, which has got all the show notes. It's got the chat room and that kind of stuff on it. And I just skim backwards and forwards between the two, and it's like the two are connected on a single computer. It's brilliant, and it's free, so you can't beat free, can you? But do give him a donation, because it's well worth it. And here's the best bit. So Adam in the chat room says, have you got a story now? Unfortunately, the chat room is on the second computer. It's not on the main computer where the other stuff is. So I go across to the second computer. I drag and highlight it. On the original computer screen that I'm on, I use the mouse and keyboard here, I can still hit Command and C and then come back over to the main computer, and I can do Command and V and paste it. So it will do copy and paste between the two computers as well as. It's very, very good, very, very slick, and it works just fine and dandy. And you can run it across any number of computers as long as the screens can all touch the main screen. If they can't touch the main screen, then you're knackered.
As long as they're all Macs, right?
They're all Macs, yeah. So yeah. If you've got Windows computers as well that you want to share it with, I think there's a program called Synergy that will do across Mac and Windows. But as a Mac, Mac solution, Teleport is, I think, the slickest. I've had a go with Synergy, and it's just it's a little bit harder to set up. If you're not computery, codey oriented, then it can be a bit of a pain in the arse. Whereas this one is drag and drop, and it just sets up in your preferences pane. Simple as that. There you go. That's it. Where can we get a hold of you? You can get Don McAllister at Screencast Online, of course. He's superb. If you're not subscribed to Screencast Online, then you're an idiot, because every week he's got a useful show out there for something or other. And you get access to the back catalogue as well, which will then get you back to other programs that you can go and buy. So you'll get a tutorial on Rapid Weaver or something that's from a year or two ago, and it'll just get you started. It might have the latest stuff in, but it'll get you going on it. And I subscribed to Don before we did the shows and everything, so it's well worth it. Jeff, where are you, sir?
I'm hiding out at Mac Observer, so that's macobserver.com. And on Twitter and app.net, my name at both is Jay Gamut. And then I'm also hanging out and hiding out at coffee shops a lot and writing about what I see there. So that would be freshbrewedtales.com. And thanks for having me on.
No, thanks for coming on, mate. You saved our life today. Mr. Anatko is caught up in the Boston furore, so he kind of forgot about things, I think. Have you updated Fresh Brewed Tales recently?
I think a week ago.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yes, I have been busy, so I haven't had a chance to write anything up recently. Although, Kelly, you sent me that awesome photo, and and I need to write that up.
I have a couple that I think I'll shoot your way.
Oh, awesome. And, of course, you'll get your hat tip.
Kelly's been cruising the coffee shops.
It was just, I couldn't resist I looked at what was happening in front of me and went, you know who needs to know about this? Jeff. Jeff is who needs to know about this. And so I sent it to him.
And I just love that you think of me like that.
Yes, yeah, something ridiculous is happening in front of me at 7-Eleven. I know who needs the play-by-play, and it is Mr. Gamut.
Oh, dear.
And I always appreciate the play-by-play.
Oh, and apparently Mark in the chat room just said that you've just had your 200th episode of the Mac Context Machine podcast, Jeff.
Yes, that went up online on Thursday.
Congratulations, mate.
Thank you. We had several guests on. We had Dave Hamilton and Ricky Spira, who actually started the show years and years ago, Gene Steinberg, Bob Levitis, and Peter Cohen.
And now,
so it was a star-studded event.
How long have you been doing that show?
I think since 1953.
I know what's coming.
Yeah, we would have hit 200 a long time ago, except that Brian and I had scheduling issues and stuff where we had to kind of put it on hold for a little while. But now we're back into it. And
is it more or less than 8 years?
I'm going to say less than 8 years. But I don't remember when we started. Isn't that awesome? I've been doing this show for years, and I have no idea when we really started.
Shut your face, Rankin.
No, the reason is because Greeny's been podcasting for 8 years on British Mac, and he's up to 140, 143?
144, yeah. Thank you very much.
144, there we go.
Oh, yeah, we're way ahead of you.
And you count yourself as lax, do you, Jeff, as well?
I do, but now I'm thinking I don't need to.
No, you don't. You're right on the money.
You're forgetting about the three British Mac Plus episodes.
You've charged people £1 for those for 3 years and produced one a year.
It's all about, you just don't get it. It's all about quality.
Have the serious fraud office been in touch yet? No?
Rush. That's all you're interested in. Whacking this old rubbish out every week. On time.
Would that be intent to permanently deprive?
you don't... I'm not coming on here anymore. I'm not coming on here.
No, that's not true. You'll be back in like 3 weeks and we know exactly what app you're going to promote.
Oh, with the same pick, exactly. Jeff's got you, mate.
It'll be the new Alec Guinness app.
There's a bloke coming from Dubai just to sit next to me at a curry house.
There is, that's right. He wants to see. His name's Matt, mate. I'll introduce you and I'll tell him to hold on to you. You can tie your belts together.
Yeah, I'm going to sit next to Matt.
That's so sweet.
Me and him will have a curry. We'll get pissed and take the pee out of you. What do you reckon?
Go for it, mate. Go for it.
You're bigger than me, Ewan.
That's what I'll be doing at my table.
Yeah, that's never stopped anyone, mate.
Oh, I'm a gentle giant. Carl's bigger than everybody.
Oh, yeah, Carl's bigger than everyone.
So, what's his name? Matt, is it?
I'm fatter than Carl, though.
No, it don't matter. Carl's a giant.
He is, absolutely. Kelly, where are you, Mrs.?
You can find me on Twitter and app.net as Verso. And new this week, if you are capable of spelling my last name, you can find me at kellygamont.com.
Did you buy that through uk2.net?
No.
Lie.
I didn't because...
Lie!
4 years
yes,
ago...
Yes, that's where she bought it. Anything. And she was so happy to get it from there. How was that?
No, when I bought it three years ago, and when it comes up, it's going to go to UK too.
Oh, good girl, good girl.
It hasn't been up for renewal yet, or I would have.
Nice save.
Yeah, I totally would have done, but like I said, it just hasn't come up. When they come up, I am moving them over, and there's not much content there yet, but it's actually a thing now. And you can go see the kind of other stuff that I do by going there. That's going to be, hopefully, after fashion, the central place where you can find out all the places on the internet where I run around and shoot off my mouth.
Excellent, girl. Thank you very much for coming along. Excellent stuff. Greeny, where are you, mate?
I like this bit. I think we should now sort of mellow a little bit.
Okay. Do you want some background music?
Yeah, I wouldn't mind.
Bit of Hamlet-type music, yeah?
Well, I think... Did you register buffcult.com while we were talking about our picks?
I think, well, when you get to a podcast like this, it's been sort of intense all the way through. I did think we should have some sort of downtimey, quiety period to, you know... Well,
like a kid's bedtime story.
Yeah.
That winds down to a slow end.
A slow end. I sometimes do this in my own podcast, and I really do it just to, you know, we've had a nice adventure, and now it's going towards bedtime, and it's time to relax. So let's all have a few moments of silence.
On an audio podcast, that's not going to be a great idea, mate. Thank you very much.
It is a good idea.
Where exactly are you, Greeny? Which planet?
Planet Green.
Listen, on a karma basis, this is a really good idea. Let's just have a few moments of silence. Right? Ready?
No. It's my podcast and there'll not be any silence on it. I won't do it. All right, mate?
The thing is, though, you see, you're starving yourself of a bit of spiritual niceness there by not doing that.
I feel deficient in no way whatsoever.
The service.
Are you going to refuse my membership of your bubble people now?
Go on, just 5 seconds of silence.
No, I'm not doing it.
Okay, 2 seconds of silence.
I normally get silence when you lot are bloody on. See, old Kelly's not had enough coffee today, so she's been a bit quieter than everyone else, and there was silence when I asked stories. See, before there isn't. Yes.
Now, see, we can't have silence because everyone will think Justin TV conked out again.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Which is probably true. We could blame it on Justin TV dead easy. Greeny, do you want to say where you are or not?
You're getting aggro now, aren't you?
No, I'm not. I can't get angry with you, pal. Everyone thinks we hate each other.
We don't.
Everyone sends me emails saying that I must hate Greeny.
No, it's never hate.
That's why you
loathe.
Have him back every week.
Yeah, I have him on every week because I love him to bits.
So, I tell you what, then.
He's the little brother you wish to hit every week.
Will you give me 5 minutes of silence or not?
No, I won't give you 5 minutes of silence on a podcast.
It's taking me longer than 5 seconds. Not 5 minutes.
I'll give you 5 minutes of silence on my podcast.
To argue for my 5 seconds of silence.
I'll give you.
Why don't you put out your own podcast of 5 seconds of silence?
I did.
He does. He doesn't publish for weeks. Where do you want
5 months of silence.
He's got 8 months of silence. Exactly. Thank you, Carl.
So, I'm not going to get it, am I? I'm not going to get my way on this one.
Oh, aye. Airport's decided to restart itself on...
Hey, look, tell me, I've got a little world above my head.
Is it you are now Charles Atlas. Carl's a giant. In fact, he actually holds up the planet.
Damn.
Charles is actually Galactus.
Right, this is your last chance to say where you are, Greeny, or I'm just going to ignore you, okay?
That's not very nice.
Mark Shepherd in the chat room says we get enough dead air already without doing it deliberately.
All right, BritishMac.com. They are.
Thanks,
man. You'll regret that though, because those 5 seconds of silence would have meant a lot to a lot of people.
How do we get an hour and a half long show with no news? That's what I want to know. Thank you, Mr. Green. Carl, where the hell are you?
You can get me at 5secondsofsilence.com.
just registered for the UK too.
You can get me on Twitter at Clausio101 or on The Media Show on this very network.
With Don McAllister last week, Alex Fox making a return this week.
Mm-hmm.
And have you booked Mr. Scissors yet for James Hart for crap 80s music?
Unfortunately... James can't normally do Sundays because it clashes with his family outings and stuff like that. But I will keep in touch with him and try and get him down on a date.
Yes.
And not that sort of date.
James was on the show last night and he brought out his vinyl collection from Sonya, that well-known 90s pop star.
And he totally did. I was here. I can verify.
Hey, Liverpool. But he recommended a thing called Rando, which is like an application for your iPhone, which you take a random picture and send it off and you get a random picture back. And it was really cool. And I sent one out last night and the random picture I got back this morning was super cool. I don't know if you can see, I've got the green screen on, so it's not really worked out, but that's like a crazed world earth type thing. And it's the coolest of cool pictures. But it's a smashed mirror. It's a deliberate picture of a circular smashed mirror to look like a crazed earth type thing. I'll put that in the show notes. There you go. Don't know how, but we'll do it. There you go. Thank you. That was the Mac Show. We'll be back again next week, next Friday, as normal, 3:30 p.m. And you can join us live in the chat room and throw abuse like this lot have here. Or you can just listen into the podcast afterwards, which will be posted after most of the things that we recommend have expired. See you then.